Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to The Daily, and I'm your host, Amy Carlin. I had a really good experience the other day with an unexpected change of plans. Sometimes in life, we get very focused on ourselves and the things we need to do, from cleaning house to working to running errands. It often seems like we have no time to spare. But I have found that when I'm willing to set things aside to spend time with a loved one, I never regret that. On this particular day, I was planning on running several errands on my way home, but I felt like I should instead reach out to a friend. She was recovering at the time from an extensive surgery that she'd had a few weeks before, and she hadn't really been able to leave the house because of her sling. She couldn't drive, and she'd just started painful and frustrating rehabilitation physical therapy. We always enjoy spending time together, but we also lead busy lives. We try to see each other often, but things do occasionally get put on hold for one or the other of our busy schedules. Nothing exceptional happened at this particular visit. We mostly just talked, enjoying each other's company. We talked about some of her design work, which she had finally been able to start again that week. We talked about things that had happened in the 2 weeks or so since I'd last visited her. Now, this isn't the first time that this sort of change of plans has happened for me, though I'm not always the best at listening to impulses like this. Sometimes I get impressions to visit my grandma before going home or to take a friend to lunch. Sometimes I listen to these impulses and sometimes I don't. But I never regret following inspiration to reach out to others, and I often do regret if I ignore that feeling. I love this short poem written by an unknown author. I have wept in the night for the shortness of sight that somebody's need made me blind, but I never have yet felt a tinge of regret for being a little too kind. We tend to lead busy lives, full of technology at our fingertips, easily accessible transportation, and lengthy to-do lists. But when we allow ourselves to set aside those lists, those plans, and those screens, we can make memories and build relationships with loved ones and with the Lord. Like Nephi, let's allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which we should do. As we choose to be open to this, we will be more engaged and become more sensitive to the Spirit. The more we choose to follow spiritual impulses or promptings, the better we will be prepared to recognize and follow them in the future. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.